This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Rain-induced disaster claims 210 lives across the country since the onset of monsoon on June 10th. Central Revenue Leakage Control Committee introduces a comprehensive plan to boost revenue collection in the current fiscal year, and World Food Programme halts staff movement in Gaza after repeated gunfire strike aid vehicle. Now the news in detail. As many as 210 people lost their lives in various disasters triggered by the monsoon across the country since the onset of the monsoon on June 10th. According to the police, 3 people lost their lives in Kathmandu Valley, 29 in Kosi Province, 8 in Madhes, 46 in Bagmati, 56 in Gandaki, 38 in Lumbini, 14 in Karnali and 16 in Sudarpashchim Province. According to the Nepal Police spokesperson Dan Bahadur Karki, a total of 408 houses have been submerged due to the flood, with 365 houses, 126 sets, 53 bridges, 7 schools and 2 government offices damaged by the natural disasters. Likewise, 972 cattle died from the flood. Spokesperson Karki further informed that 6,049 families were displaced due to disaster during that period. Nepal and the UK have signed grant agreements of 13.8 billion rupees for the climate resilience and empowerment at the local levels. One of the grants with funding of some 6.5 billion rupees is for the program focused on resilience, adaptation and inclusion in Nepal, while another assistance of 6.58 billion rupees emphasizes gender and human development outcomes. According to the Ministry of Finance, both of these programs would be conducted in Karnali, Lumbini and Madhes provinces. They are aimed at enabling local governments and communities vulnerable to climate change. The MOUs were signed by the Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Finance, Dhaniram Sharma, on behalf of Nepal, and the Development Director and Deputy Ambassador at the British Embassy in Kathmandu, Pippa Bird, on behalf of the Government of the UK. The Resilience and Adaptation Programme lasts for 6 years, while a Capacity Enhancement Project will be implemented for 7 years. In the meantime, the government of Japan has provided a grant assistance of approximately 423 million rupees to Nepal to contribute to the implementation of the project for human resource development for the fiscal year 2024-25. An agreement in this regard was formalized yesterday with the signing and exchange of notes by both sides at the Ministry of Finance. Secretary at the Ministry of Finance, Dr. Ramprasad Ghimire, and Japan's ambassador to Nepal, Kikuta Yutaka, signed the agreement from their respective sides. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devaraj Ghimire, has certified the bill relating to transitional justice. According to the Speaker's press expert, Sekhar Adhikari, the Speaker certified the bill designed to amend the Commission for Investigation on the Enforced Disappeared Persons and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission Act, Third Amendment, yesterday. The bill has already been endorsed by both houses of the federal parliament. Now, the bill will be sent to the president for authentication before it becomes legally validated for implementation. The Central Revenue Leakage Control Committee has introduced a comprehensive plan to boost revenue collection in the fiscal year by curbing revenue leakage and expanding tax-friendly services. In the meeting presided over by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudil in Singhadabar yesterday, the committee decided to form a basis for evaluation of the employees and security personnel deployed in revenue administration to achieve revenue targets. Important decisions taken in the meeting include mobilizing a rapid patrolling team across the country to address revenue leakage. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Bidya Bhattarai has pledged to introduce the Integrated Higher Secondary Education Bill at the earliest. Talking to journalists at her office in Singhadabrai yesterday, Minister Bhattarai argued that the Integrated Higher Secondary Education Bill would help improve quality education. The minister also called for universities to strengthen their linkages with the state and the society. The World Health Organization, WHO, has announced Kabri Palanchuk's tourist town of Thulikhel as the first healthy city of Nepal. Meeting the WHO set criteria, Dhulikhel has qualified to receive a reward of $5,000 for being second healthiest city in Asia. Program coordinator of the WHO Department of Ethics and Social Determinants, Dr. Subhaji Good, announced Dhulikhel as Nepal's first healthy city and the second healthy city in Asia. Dhulikhel has been declared second with a score of 65.48. The announcement was made based on policy reforms in health sector, sustainable development goals of the health sector, environmental improvement, access to health of poor citizens, chronic diseases and communicable diseases, and improvement in community health, as well as progress made in primary health care of the local government. The House of Representatives has accepted a proposal seeking deliberation on the Economic Procedure and Fiscal Responsibility First Amendment Bill 2024. The meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday approved the proposal unanimously that was presented by Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil. The Finance Minister argued that the amendment bill was needed to ensure sufficient time for presenting the government's policy, program and budget and subsequent discussion on them, and for managing the government's fiscal responsibility. President Ramchandra Paudil has appointed Chief of General Staff Lieutenant General Ashok Raj Sikdel as the Chief of Army Staff to be effected from the 9th of September. Office of the President said the President has appointed Sikdel, who has been taking charge as the Acting Chief of Army Staff, to the post of Chief of Army Staff on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers in accordance with the Constitution of Nepal. President Paudil is the Supreme Commander of Nepali Army. Bangladesh has been crowned the new champion of the South Asian Football Federation SAFF Under-20 Championship. Bangladesh won the title by defeating host Nepal by 4-1 in the final match held yesterday at the All Nepal Football Association ANFA ground in Sadhubato, Lalitpur. This is the first time that Bangladesh has won this championship. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. The UN Food Agency has said it is The UN Food Agency has said it is pausing the movement of its staff in the Gaza Strip until further notice after its team came under fire near an Israeli checkpoint. In a statement, the World Food Programme (WFP) said the incident happened at the Wadi Bridge on Tuesday evening as two of its armored vehicles were escorting a convoy of lorries with humanitarian aid. The WFP said that while nobody was injured, one vehicle was directly hit despite the convoy being clearly marked and receiving multiple clearances by Israel. The WFP added that although this was not the first security incident during the war, it was the first time its vehicle had been directly shot at near a checkpoint despite securing the necessary clearances. According to the UN, up to 88.5% of Gaza has been placed under evacuation orders since the start of the war between Israel and Hamas. The Israeli military launched a campaign in Gaza to destroy Hamas in response to an unprecedented attack on southern Israel on 7th October. According to Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry, more than 40,500 people have been killed in Gaza since then. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of the country with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali province today. The division further states that the monsoon low pressure line is situated around its normal position in the eastern parts of the country and towards the south of its normal position in the western parts of the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 31 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Rain-induced disaster claims 210 lives across the country since the onset of monsoon on June 10th. Central Revenue Leakage Control Committee introduces a comprehensive plan to boost revenue collection in the current fiscal year, and World Food Programme halts staff movement in Gaza after repeated gunfire strikes aid vehicle. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.